Boyhood doesn't really have a plot, but it does now have three BAFTAs, including Best Film. It tells the story of a childhood, and what makes it unique is that the cast reassembled each year for 12 years to film the next part of the story.
Look at those.
Patricia Arquette plays the mum and was named Best Supporting Actress.
My house, I'll never like mummy as much for making us move.
Samantha!
Afterwards, she told me why she believes the film has struck such a chord.
It's such a human story, and those kinds of stories aren't usually really celebrated with awards.
How much did you change over the 12 years of the making of the film?
I think I changed a lot. It's funny, actually, because I had some ideas, sort of some of my mom's energy. What I didn't realize is by the time I got that age, I would have acquired some of those abilities myself.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
It's American.
Is that a problem?
The Theory of Everything was named Outstanding British Film and Eddie Redmayne Best Actor for his transformative role as Stephen Hawking. He arrived at the after-show party with the physicist and explained just how much it meant sharing the night with him.
It's incredibly surreal and extraordinary. It's so lovely having Stephen and Jane and Jonathan, the Hawking children, here this evening. It's their story, so it means a great deal to me.
And it's been a great night for the film, winning Best Outstanding British Film as well.
Yeah, I was so thrilled. It really was a passion project for everyone. It's beyond dream stuff, really.
It's wonderful to be here this evening.
Earlier in the evening, Stephen Hawking had appeared on stage to present a BAFTA with Felicity Jones, who played his first wife, Jane, in the film.
I am particularly pleased to be presenting this award with the only person on the planet more intelligent than Stephen Fry.
Yes, and better looking.
There was also a special tribute to Lord Attenborough, who died last year, including a contribution from the man who succeeded him as BAFTA president, Prince William.
Lord Attenborough's legacy is his inspiration. His inspiration to young filmmakers. I hope that everyone who watches his films and learns about him as a person will be encouraged to follow his example.
The red carpet at the BAFTAs was a reminder of the strength of British acting talent at the moment. The biggest cheers were not for Hollywood A-listers, but homegrown stars such as Eddie Redmayne and Benedict Cumberbatch. Although his film, The Imitation Game, failed to win a single BAFTA from its 9 nominations. And there was one guest, even nominees were queuing up to have their picture taken with, David Beckham, who stopped to share his thoughts on the year in cinema.
Paddington was a big hit in our household recently. Obviously, the Lego movie was good. Majority of the films that we get to watch for the last 15 years have been kids' movies. But we've watched the odd, I was going to say adult movie then, but obviously not adult movie, but obviously not kids' movies. But me and Victoria watched Theory of Everything the other night, which obviously with Eddie in it is unbelievable.
Stephen Hawking's here tonight.
Really? Okay, that's amazing. Makes it even more exciting.
It's exactly 2 weeks until the Academy Awards, and the good news for Boyhood, the last 6 winners of Best Film at the BAFTAs have gone on to repeat that feat at the Oscars.